Good morning. This is Q95's morning news for today, Wednesday, July 26. I am your presenter, Lakisha Labasir. And airlines are theme matter says any U.S. repatriation of Dominicans to be blamed on national security and foreign affairs ministers. 20,000 in Barbados march against tough tax measures. And France wildfires force mass evacuation. The news is brought to you, compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. Details coming up. Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth. Political activist Athi Mata is urging Dominicans to pay attention to the latest initiative by the United States to target countries about which they are concerned. He says the U.S. is reviewing its visa waiver program in an attempt to tighten immigration security towards all countries around the globe, including Dominica. Earlier this year, U.S. President Donald Trump signed the executive order for travel ban on travelers from six Muslim countries, which was heavily criticized as an attempt to bar Muslims from entering the country. He says this review could render visa holders and others who seek to enjoy the benefits of the U.S. subject to repatriation if deemed a threat.
The visa waiver program of the United States government is really what they are taking a look at. And it is an attempt, although it is cast a broad net to include all 191 countries in the world, it's very, very clear to close observers of Homeland Security that this is really just a cover for targeting the countries that the United States has real concerns about. They don't like the pushback they got when they named the Muslim countries, six Muslim countries, so they actually have come back and they've wheeled and come again, and this time they're naming everybody, which means we too in Dominica are included in that dragnet. It's important to remind people that this has to do with people who have visas and who are now living in the United States, who are now subject to repatriation. It has to do also with other immigration benefits that people might be enjoying, including diplomatic benefits to the United States. It has to do with persons who are seeking admission to the United States as students, visitors, workers, or permanent residents. And of course, finally, it has to do with a review and revisiting and a tightening up of the entire visa application process. So this needs to be of interest and of concern to all of us.
Meanwhile, Mata describes potential repatriation of Dominicans in the U.S. as a harsh indication of the abdication of the duties of the Ministers of National Security and Foreign Affairs. He says if Dominica is barred from the U.S., this could severely impact Dominicans legitimately living in the U.S., estranging them from family as well as forbidding them to conduct business in Dominica. According to Mata, if there has been no response from the government, this could provide grounds for these ministers to ask permission to abandon their roles in office.
That would not surprise me. It would just be, to me, another harsh indicator that the people in the governance group of Dominica have abdicated their responsibility. We're hearing a lot about this, that, and the other, but we're not hearing about the things that cut to the bone of the national security and our ability as a country to do business. If business people, if students, if others, professionals cannot travel back and forth, and people cannot travel back and forth on holidays, it means they become estranged from their business prospects, they become estranged from their families. And think of this. This includes persons currently living in the United States, who are legally living in the United States, but who, in the view of Homeland Security, based on the response that they got from Dominica, their home country, could be repatriated to their country. Understand the significance of that? So yes, it is to sort of say the obvious, that if there's been no press release, there's been no statement, either from the Prime Minister or from the Minister for Foreign Affairs or the Minister for National Security, this is a serious abdication of their duty. And frankly, it would be enough for them to say, I'm sorry, guys, we cannot deal with these issues. We cannot deal with other issues affecting Dominica. So please allow us to leave.
The government of Dominica says it will seek to enhance and develop the skills of entrepreneurs during the next fiscal year. A $4 million special program of financing for entrepreneurs will be launched following the passage of the 2017-2018 national budget. The budget will be presented on July 27th by Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett. He says this program will be distinct from the Small Business Support Program. He made these remarks during a recent handing over ceremony in Trafalgar.
And one of the things that we will speak to is the launching of an entrepreneurship program. Now, that's going to be distinct from the small business assistance. It will be part of it of the Ministry of Commerce and Small Business Development. But what we want in the government is to seek to nurture a culture of entrepreneurship in our country, because we recognize as a country that it is through these kind of investments we're going to be able to create sustainable jobs, especially in rural Dominica, because the whole idea is to get people to stay where they are, look at your environment, look at the natural resources which you have, and how you can use these resources to create employment for yourselves and for your community people. And there'll be some conditionalities placed on this particular program, and one of them is that you will have to be employing three or more people, because what we've picked up is a number of young professionals who are back in Dominica, working both in the public and private sectors, themselves are entrepreneurs, they themselves are involved in creating jobs. And the banking system, because some of them will have student loans, some of them have their own personal mortgages, and they want to expand and sustain the businesses, they have challenges in that regard. But also too, some of them need the skills and the knowledge on how to properly manage and administer the affairs of the businesses. So it will be a very wide encompassing program.
Minister for Information Technology Kelva Daru had said that the government will continue to invest in the development of the country's youth. Daru highlighted some of the areas the government has heavily invested into the youth, inclusive of education and sports. He was addressing a youth forum in the community of Point Michel on the weekend.
This government that I'm a part of has invested heavily in the lives of young people, as it relates to young people in every sector. Whether it's in education of young people, we've invested heavily. Whether it's in skill, training, and development, we've invested heavily. Whether it's in sport and culture, we have invested heavily. And we will continue to do so, because we understand that for young people, we have a very important aspect as it relates to the development of our country. And that is why over the years you've seen the amount of resources that we have continued to invest in young people. And as a government, we understand that we are now in a technological age, an age where all of our people are fascinated by going online, by social media. The technology is all around us. And as a government, we have realized that we have to invest heavily in technology to ensure that you, the OB of this country, you have the ability to upgrade your skills, to become more IT savvy. And it is more than just going and opening a Facebook account. It is more than just going on social media and chatting with your friends and the family overseas. It is more than that. And that is why we made a significant investment in establishing a center of excellence for information and communication technology at the upper wing of Dominica State College.
Daru says the government will also continue to invest in the training of the country's youth.
At the initial phases of this program, we partnered with a friendly government, the government of India, to have the center established. And over the next year, we will continue to train as many young people as possible at the center of excellence. And we are partnering with both Dominican Women's Trust and also the Small Business Unit in ensuring that we are able, once our people are serious and they have the skill set, to provide them the startup that they need to start their own businesses. So this is an investment that we are making in your lives. But also, young people, we are also within the ministry ensuring that we can have networks being provided in various communities across the country. So if, for instance, you have someone who lives in a plane, or someone who lives in Kapushin, or someone who lives in Scottsdale, and they don't want to go to the Center of Excellence where it's located every day, then we are developing centers and improving resource centers in these various communities. So the same training that you are receiving at the Center of Excellence, you will then be able to receive it in your backyard.
Meanwhile, Daru has made a commitment to rehabilitate the roads in the village of Meru. Speaking at a town hall meeting at Meru on Monday, Daru said local contractors will be engaged to undertake the project, which will be undertaken on a phase-by-phase basis. Daru says this rehabilitation will include the London Road, Cuba Road and Castaways development.
And I have been in contact and dialogue with some of you who live in London Road, in Cuba Road, in Castaways Development, and the other areas. And the fact of the matter is, these areas are private developments. And your developer would have had the responsibility of fixing these roads for you. But you see, my dear friends, your parap cares for you. Your parap cares for you, and he's concerned about you. And some of you have spoken to me about it. And I've visited you, and I've seen the condition of some of these roads. And rest assured, my dear friends, we will assist you in fixing some of these roads. And we will do it on a phase-by-phase basis and ensure that it is done properly. We will engage local contractors here in the community and we will ensure that we assist in the rehabilitation of these roads for you. Because even if it is the responsibility of your developer and you have gone ahead, you have paid for your land, you have built your homes, but they have yet to do any work on the road, I believe we have to provide some assistance for you. So as your MP, as your humble servant, we will see how we can assist with the complete rehabilitation of some of the roads.
The Dominica Association of Teachers celebrated DAT Day for the first time ever on Tuesday. Teachers who are currently taking part in the 2017 Summer Institute Workshop at the Newtown Primary School dressed up in their DAT shirts. DAT President Celia Nicholas said they wish to increase the identity and sensitivity of teachers to the ideals of the Dominica Association of Teachers and therefore declared Tuesday as DAT Day. So almost everyone present was wearing a DAT shirt and office shirt in different colors. Nicholas said, considering the success of their first DAT Day, the intention is to make it an annual affair. It is the first time that we have done that whenever we have a DAT activity, such as World Teachers Day, which is coming up on the first Friday in October. We always have our shirts, but it is the first time that we did so at a workshop. It was a very good effort, and it is something that we will continue, she said. The ECCB is getting set to tackle the issue of cybersecurity as the bank currently develops a strategy for digital payments. ECCB Governor Timothy Antwine says despite the growing need for quicker financial transactions, the bank must safeguard against cyber attacks. Antwine went on to say the bank is currently conducting research through other banks to determine its position and strengthen its security through pilot projects presented by entrepreneurs.
At the moment, we've established an internal working group inside of the central bank to look at this issue of fintech, financial technology, and the whole question of digital payments. We have, in fact, already been approached by certain entrepreneurs to consider certain pilot projects, and we are examining that. What we've done is to reach out to people like the Bank of Canada, which has also done a lot of research in this work, to see what lessons they've learned and to determine how we should position the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank and the currency union. So right now we're doing our homework, basically, and we will in due course sort of like set out what our plans are. But the bottom line is that people want their monies faster and they want to pay less fees. So we recognize that there is some value there. But of course we have to take the requisite safeguards in respect of cybersecurity. And all of those things are being considered before we come to the public with to the council first, and then with a council approval to the public on our strategy for digital payments.
In more news, with the support of more than 20,000 Barbadians, the island's four main trade unions and the Barbados Private Sector Association yesterday took to the streets to march against the austerity measures imposed by the Frondell Stewart administration. Barbadians from all corners of the island and workers from every sector, including banking and finance, construction, retail and services, hit the main thoroughfares of the capital, Bridgetown, with placards demanding a rollback of the controversial increase in the National Social Responsibility Levy, NSRL, and an urgent return to dialogue. Scores who spoke to reporters in the heated sun shared their frustration with the government's handling of the country's fiscal affairs and its deteriorating relationship with the island's trade union and private sector, which have been pressing for talks to find an alternative to the hike in the NSRL from 2 to 10%, which will significantly increase the cost of living. And wildfires in southeastern France have forced the evacuation of 10,000 people overnight, officials say. Hundreds of firefighters have been deployed to battle the fires. France earlier asked its EU neighbors for more help fighting fires. Some 4,000 hectares of land have burned along the Mediterranean coast in the mountainous interior and on the island of Corsica. And that's the morning news, but first a recap of the headlines. AFI Matters says any U.S. repatriation of Dominicans to be blamed on national security and foreign affairs ministers. 20,000 in Barbados march against tough tax measures, and France wildfires force mass evacuation. The news was brought to you through the kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. If you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I have been your presenter, Lakisha Labasir.